gentlemen. May I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
Wrong. It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
I dorked that one up. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. Lord Jesus, we praise you. I don't even know what to say. Things are so crazy right now. All we can say is your will be done, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will cleanse and totally purify our mind, our hearts, our soul, our spirit, our flesh, our record-keeping books. Tame our tongues also, Father, please, in the name of Jesus, and teach us to say the things that you want us to say, so that our perception and communication of perception of things doesn't come across as judgment, but perception and warnings to our fellow believers that can't be conveyed in any other way that I'm aware of, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will do this for us. Keep us on that narrow path. Give us the extra energy, strength, and also the acuity of mind to be able to decipher the things that are going on, at least to some extent, and make ourselves ready for what may be queued up next. Father, we do not pretend to understand exactly what's going on right now because, quite honestly, and I think you know this because I know that I've had conversations with you about it, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why there's a huge intermission in all these things. But there seems to be a massive deception that is going on right now. It surely does. And we praise you, Father, and we thank you because we see things moving forward. We see, and also, Father, thank you for this. If we take our eyes off of the Iran dynamic just for a period of time and look at the incredible, unbelievable, apocalyptic weather, which is unbelievable. It's just, the world has never seen, I don't care what anybody says, the world has never seen the things that we're seeing right now. The unbelievably hot, insanely intolerable summers. Praise you, Jesus, that they're relatively short. And then the long, drawn-out cold winters, which seem to be getting colder every year. The seas, the signs, and the sun and moon and the star seas roaring, we see that all over the place. We've got indications of Nibiru, Tyke, Planet X, whatever you want to call it. Father, everywhere. It's just absolutely astonishing. And if we take our eyes off the Middle East for just a period of time, and we look around at all the other things, disclosure, oh, Father, it's so wonderful that the idea of disclosure has been brought forward, but at the same time, now, we just pray, Father, that you will blind, give, make good eyes blind in any of the evil ones that might attempt to hear this show that should not be, and make good ears deaf to the same. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will give us the strength to be able to withstand all of these things, the frustration that's associated with what appears to us to be delays, but your perfect will be done. Thank you for bringing back to our recollection, Father, that virtually all of the prophecies, dreams, and visions that referred to this period of time, that were predicting our imminent departure, also are harmonized together with a common theme, which is the world will be in extreme turmoil. People will be horrified and hiding in their houses. And like it says in the Saramene vision, in some cases even worse, roving bands. We see a lot of this right now, Lord. Roving bands of teenagers taking over entire beaches, slapping and beating on police officers, the things that are going on right now, most people are just entirely unaware of. They have to be able to have the visibility that, well, I have, maybe some others. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will count us all worthy, please. Count us all worthy to escape all these things. Now that we know that when we look at the amplified Bible version of that, it definitely expands on it, but it does imply that we'll be departing very soon thereafter. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Keep us strong. And Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint those who lift me up by name with a tenfold anointing and a blessing upon them and their families and to all of eternity. And Father, those who have listened to the show both in the past and currently, Father, please, again, count us all worthy to escape all these things that are about to come to pass, to give us the strength to overcome, even in the midst of all of the turmoil and mass confusion. In Jesus' name we praise you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Okay, praise God. Oh. So anyway, once again, got sideswiped. It happens. It happens a lot. And the thing is, we really need to have a very strong memory right now, because if we don't have a very strong memory, we're gonna flounder. We're gonna fall down. We're not going to look. As I mentioned in the prior show, I've gotten emails from people that have told me outright that they've backslidden, and sometimes they would disappear for years, and then things would really heat up around the world, and all of a sudden they'd show back up again, like they're gonna come back in and become a wise virgin at the last moment. And they're not. It's not how it works. Praise God. It's those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High will receive the blessings of Psalm 91. You don't declare those things. You live them. You pray through. You spend time on your knees. You dedicate your life to being as perfect as you can for Jesus, knowing that you can never be that perfect. Having a contrite spirit. Being the tax collector. In the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisees. Oh, we're just like Paul said, heaven forbid that we should sin to have more grace from Jesus. That is not the way it goes. Because you're going to, there's inheritance and rewards in heaven. And you will, there was one lady that had, she had a near-death experience, was taken to heaven, and she walked into her mansion, and she saw this big pile of gifts over in the corner, but she didn't understand why they were there. But something told her, I don't know, maybe the Spirit of God or whatever, that those were gifts, but she was not allowed to have them. Now, I know what that was about. That was about things that we could have been rewarded with, but didn't qualify for, because none of us are going to walk a perfect life. None of us, not a one. And if the second that you think that you are, you're guilty of presumptuous sin, which is an egregious affront to our Father. Praise God. So anyway, a whole bunch of things have happened, and it is, I don't even know what to say about it. All I can say is it's one of those deals, just like before, where, now, of course, I'm still dealing with all kinds of insanity at work. I am, and I can't get around it. It just turns out that, thank you, Jesus, because, you know, you don't want to be out of work, you know. Even if you're with like me, with a consulting company, you don't want to be sitting on the bench. Because when the forces to be are checking the numbers, and your numbers are really crummy, if they decide to, you know, rearrange the org chart a little bit, well, you might be saying goodbye to your job. And that's not, I'm not above that. Okay, nobody's above that nowadays. And I've mentioned that before. There's a lot of really, really good Christians that are losing their jobs. So we need to be grateful for our jobs, even though they're unbelievably hard to do these days, because they're letting go of all of the marginal workers, and they're, praise you, Jesus, keeping many of us at work. And that's such a blessing that you can't even understand it. Most of us cannot. If I could just tell you, so many people that I know, they just loathe going to work. They hate their jobs. They will do anything to get out of them, almost. And I kind of get that. I get it. I have one of those jobs where I wake up in the morning and I'm like, dang it, I'm still here, dog, you know. But anyway, it's just how it is. And we have to learn to deal with it. We got to, like I said before, suck it up. We do. We have to grow up in Christ, and we got to stop bellyaching. Prepare yourself for plan B. Do whatever you have to do to keep your head together. But also recognize that if you're working a job and you're getting any kind of a paycheck and you're under retirement, look, folks, oh gosh, I could give so many examples. I could drop all kinds of names. I'm just going to say there are many out there who are retired. There are many out there who are living off of substantial retirement funds, okay? There are many out there that are retired that are not living off of substantial. They're living off of minimal funds, and they're only taking one or two showers a week because they can't afford the water bill. There's a lot of that going on out there. All right, so for those of us who can still function relatively well, keep the lights on, keep the AC running and all that kind of stuff, and we're not cutting everything back to a level of insanity, which a lot of people are. You know, and then I also am familiar with people that have been very blessed in their career and are exceedingly wealthy. These are the people that have so much wealth in their 401ks that, you know, they're millionaires, they're multimillionaires. But, you know, that comes with a great sacrifice over your life. And I strongly doubt that folks like that gave and seeded into the kingdom of God at the level they should have. The minimum that you should even consider is 10%. And that's really cutting it close. It's much, much better, believe you me, that you do the 10% as a very bare minimum. And then you seed into the kingdom even a whole lot more. Help people. Find a way to get money into the hands of those who are truly starving, the little old ladies that are standing in line at Walmart and all that other stuff that can't even pay the bare minimum of bills. Go get your credit card out if you need to, and go pay their bill. Walk up to the card reader and help them. Help people. Look for opportunities to give. Because let me tell you something. I have a testimony that I don't have time to share tonight, and the man was from South Africa. I forget his name. It was Mafusi or something like that. It was very hard to pronounce. And he, when he was taken over heaven, was shown a pastor outside of his house or mansion or whatever you want to call it. And the person that was being given the tour, this, you know, the Mafusi guy or whatever, I can't remember. Like I said, I can't remember his name, so please forgive me, but whatever. The angel said, well, the reason that he has such a beautiful house, the reason that he has all these things that you see him having, is because God super duper loved this guy, because he gave a lot, helped a lot of people with his money, and also probably his church's money, of course, because you got a lot of pastors don't realize this, but you can't just take an offering and not seed out of it. You can't. The pastors that don't do that are going to end up out in the outer darkness, which is a part of heaven that is way, way, way out there on the other side of the railroad tracks, in an apartment instead of a nice house of some kind, maybe a Thomas Kincaid kind of a thing. And the really big mansions, you know, pretty much belong to the missionaries for the most part. And other people that have done that type of work, I'm sure. But anyway, I don't want to get into too much of that because, well, let me tell you something. It'll take forever. Once I get started on heaven, that's a 10-hour radio show at minimum. Praise God. So anyway, we have a lot of things going on in the world today that are highly, highly confusing. And I hope to shed, and I mean hope. The word hope in this case is 40-point extra bold, in fact, aerial bold, red flashing text when I say hope. Because it really is humanly not possible, in my personal opinion, to walk away deciphering what's going on a global level with any assurance. Now, when I say assurance, that means that you're definitely gonna be right. So what you have to do is you've got to tap into your incredibly excellent memory, and you've got to remember the trend. Because if you just assume that the things that you're seeing or hearing right now in the news, and I know they're putting all kind of thing on Fox News, which of course is part of the Drake OT, what would you call it? Oh gosh, what did they call that? It's the stuff that Goebbels was famous for. But anyway, the censorship, the manipulation of people's thoughts. I'm not going to get into it. I just got to control myself because you know what, folks? It's too much. It's just too much. I just got off out of work, so I'm already way late getting off of work because my boss is working on selling a very, very, very big job, bigger than he's ever sold in his life. Oh, and he wants me to lead it up. Anyway, so I should praise Jesus, and I will, for that opportunity, and I'm going to pray that he wins it. But at the same time, he has a long history of not listening to things that I tell him to do. And then the person who gets the job is holding a bag of Labrador, if you get my drift. But anyway, that's okay. You know, one way or another, we'll work through it. But I sent him an example of the way these work papers ought to be looking. Now, whether or not he takes my recommendation or not, that's a different story. Probably not. It's just the way things are. You know, we got to deal with it. We got to praise God. We got to have a smile on our face, and we got to keep on going. Okay. Cause plan B may never come. I'm going out to get my passport, you know, renewed, and it's a big pain. It is. It's a really big pain, but I'm doing it not because I expect for sure that I'm going to have to use it, cause I might not have to use it. I might not. Things could unravel so quickly, so awfully quickly, that we just don't have time to move. And you know what? When I read the scripture and I hear Jesus using the term, you know, that he's going to come like a snare, you know, and all this kind of stuff, you know, and you know, that implies, you know, a snare is like snapping shut. You know what I'm saying? And it just implies that we're not going to be ready. It's going to be kind of like 9/11, I think. Do you remember the day that 9/11 occurred? Where were you? When did you finally get to a television set and look at it when everybody was like going? And then the second building got hit, which it didn't get hit. I mean, the reality is it was super nanothermite that was wired up by the Mossad. That's who brought down the buildings, all of them, including Building 7, which had nothing happen to it except the wiring of the super nanothermite, which, by the way, can only be purchased by the United States Department of Defense. But most people don't know those things. I do. I guarantee I do. And if you go to eBay, you can get a copy of Loose Change. And that only is the tip of the iceberg, folks. And if that doesn't rattle your chains, I don't know if anything can. All right. So all that being said, I've also heard commentary by people, different people, because you're scanning, you're doing your doom scrolling, and different people say different things. And you can't capture it all. You just can't. You can't. I get up at 3 to 3:30 in the morning, and I'm doom scrolling early in the morning. I'm looking for deltas in the dynamics that are happening. What's happening out there? Trying to get past all the censorship and stuff like that. And I don't have enough time. I just don't. And then as I'm doom scrolling, I run across people making comments, you know, and there were some people that had made some comments quite a while ago, maybe 6 months ago or so, that said the next false flag is going to be 10 times worse the 9/11. Also, I believe it was Elon Musk's I want to call it a daughter, but it's not. It's a trans. Had said something about billions of people are going to die. But, you know, there were supposed to be billions of people dead from the shot and taking all the follow-up shots and all that, the boosters. But that hasn't happened. What's up with that? Why aren't all these people dead? They were talking about millions of people being dead by now, but they're not. What's up with that? There are so many things that are just not adding up, and I don't get it. I talk to the Lord all the time because I don't get it. I just don't get it. I know my Bible really well, and I know it's, Father, your will be done. And I know we're supposed to be moving onward with a smile on our face and taking this all with the grace of Christ. I get it. I get it. In fact, when we're being, if we are to be persecuted, we're also supposed to be just like Jesus. You know, we're not, you know, you're not supposed to be going, ow, ow, that really hurts. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is just terrible. That is not being like Jesus. You understand? We got to learn to contain ourselves a little bit. And I'm raising my hand because I'm not a containment sort of a guy. Okay, maybe if I was dealing with a Chernobyl sort of a thing, I'd be more into containment, but whatever. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Now, what I'm going to try to do in this, for lack of a better term, monologue, is just talk about some of the things that are happening, and maybe we can get into more of it. I don't really know. I'm looking at the gigantic list that has occurred. Let me see. That says June 15th right there. Oh, gosh, that's only yesterday. Yeah, all heck broke loose, folks. What started to happen, and I'll just comment on this openly. We are looking for World War III to start, but it needs to be World War. Okay, none of this silliness about that people are doing all the time in all these commentaries and YouTube videos and everything. Oh, I think we're in World War III already. No. We're talking about, as I've mentioned many times before, multiple major countries at the same time. Now, in the Soleimani vision, you have Iran launching a nuclear missile from Libya into Israel, the southern part of Israel, and it explodes. And she saw that it was a nuclear missile. And but she was told by the Spirit of God that it was actually Iran. So we know that Iran is going nuclear. I know there are a lot of people out there that say they're already nuclear. They already have nuclear bombs. But you know what? The transfer of a nuclear weapon from China to Iran, from Russia to Iran, very, very next to impossible to pull off. Because they use satellite sensor systems to be able to track the movement of such things. So this notion that China's just going to pull up into a gigantic, you know, a military transport plane and roll a big nuclear missile that they're ready to launch and give it to Iran, it's just not feasible. It's just not feasible. Now, I know there are CIA quote-unquote experts out there that say, oh, yeah, they have nuclear missile, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they do, but I don't see it being one that was transferred from another country. All right. And for good reason. All right. If I have any spare time at all, I'm always watching a Robert Ludlum movie, The Bourne Identity, all that kind of stuff. I've watched the entire series of Tehran. Folks, make no mistake. Iran is not to be trusted. And if you're sitting there going, well, we trust Iran and this and the other. No, nobody's to be trusted. No one. If you're sitting there deciding and taking sides, look, do we know that the Synagogue of Satan is up to what they're doing? Yes, we do. Do we know what their master plan is about the greater Israel and the establishment of the temple and of what they envision to be the temple, which is just a satanic lie? And they're never going to get to it. They're not. They're going to be destroyed. Because if you go to the end of the Albert Pike vision of the three world wars, the goal is to destroy Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Wipe them out so that there is no other alternative but to worship Lucifer for the great tribulation. So all this nonsense about destroying Amalek and taking over the world and blah, 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 blah. All I have to say about any of that stuff is this. It's not going to happen. But I don't plan on being here on earth to wait and see. I plan on getting out of here, and I pray in Jesus' name that you plan on getting out of here too. And that you're praying, that you're inspecting yourself. that you're looking at opportunities to make changes in your life. I've been praying. I pray differently almost every week. I think of more things I need to pray for myself about. As the scripture says, physician, heal thyself. If you're going to be a physician and you're sick, you're not going to make anybody well because you're puking all over the place, right? Because you're sick. Do you want a physician that has Ebola? No, you don't. Well, I'm sorry to say this, but the vast majority of people standing behind pulpits have Ebola right now, if you know what I mean. All right, so. But I do believe that God, something is going to be allowed to happen by our Heavenly Father that's going to jar the churchianity people, all right, that believe that what they're seeing is okay, even though they're ignorant as a slice of bread. But that's all right. It's just how it is. Okay, we know what they think. We know about the Babylonian Talmud. We know about the things that they do to children underground and all this horrible stuff. It's all written in the Babylonian Talmud. We know about these things. We know about the Epstein list. We know that Trump's all over it. We know that he killed babies. All these things. We got it. All right, fine. Now, so what has happened as of late, and this is really hard because I am so burned out from work right now. Man, oh man, oh man. Hold on a second. Okay, I just went and got myself an energy drink. And before you start saying stuff or thinking things, no, it's not a monster. I know what, I know my stuff. Okay, when it comes to that kind of stuff. All right. And what I drink for energy is extremely healthy, but it's also got nitric oxide, all kinds of stuff in it. I could read you the whole list of ingredients, but let me tell you something. The stuff that is in here is extremely healthy. As a matter of fact, I wonder if I'd even be alive. My whole family is just plagued with sicknesses. And I praise God that I don't have any of them. And I fight very, very hard to avoid them. Even at the age of 64. Do you think I like this? Do you think I like looking young? I know people that are like 48 that look like 20 years older than me. But that's just how it is. And you know, it's in a way, it's kind of a burden. Because people look at me on Zoom calls and things like that. And they're like, oh, man, this guy's fit as fizzle. Fit as a fizzle. Okay, and he's like ready to go and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, no, man, I'm tired. I'm burned out. I'm, you know, at my ropes, at the end of my rope. Which, by the way, is one of the reasons why I'm renewing my passport. Because if I get to the point where I just can't take it anymore, I'm going to Panama. Sorry. I'll be like, but then I don't know how to get my doggy there. So I'm, anyway, I digress. So right now I'm trying to have one of these energy drinks. And if you're curious about it, it's called Beyond Raw Lit. And it's sold by GNC. And it's loaded with stuff that none of the other energy, it's totally very, very healthy. Incredibly healthy. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this. It's going to be so hard, but let me go ahead and give it a try. And I have to remember to stop the recording while I take slugs of my energy drink because it's so tart. I'd be like, it's very tart. So anyway, all right. So there has been a lot of flap out there regarding, it's very confusing, and if you're confused, you should be. And anybody that's been a listener to this radio show for any period of time should be confused. Remember that what we're looking for is the beginning of true world war, okay? Where Russia, and the ones that I've mentioned on prior shows, I'm not going to go through that again. If you're not a regular listener and you're just tuning in right now, I'm sorry, but I really need Blog Talk to be back right now. I really need to have three-hour shows. But you know, then a lot of people wouldn't listen at all, so I don't know what to do. I'm just going to keep on going like I am. So there's been a lot of flap going on out there regarding Draco T turning against the fake Netanyahu. He was killed. I have proved it amongst our back office team. And I've taken snapshots, screenshots. I got all kinds of fancy computer equipment, but anyway, I have this product called Snagit. And I'll take a photograph of the real Netanyahu, and I'll put it side by side with this body double that they're trying to pawn off as being Netanyahu, which it isn't. Because if it was, he'd be over here having people, you know, bow down and worship him in Washington, D.C., but he hasn't shown up at all since they said he was dead, and he is dead. So the problem that we're dealing with here is multi-layered Satanism. It's just such creepy stuff. And there's an awful lot of alien tech involved. All this stuff. Anyway, so has the synagogue of Satan, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. This is known as the Socratic method, Socratic after Socrates, the Socratic method of teaching. I do this a lot, but you might not notice it. I ask a lot of questions. Do you believe that the synagogue of Satan has given up their plans to bring back the Messiah? Okay, sorry, but I had a lunger. I'm kidding. I'm just joking, but you know what I'm saying. Do you think they've given up on that? Do you think they've given up on greater Israel? Do you think that they don't have the Epstein files that they could hold up in front of Trump and say, you better do this? Do you think that all that has gone away? Do you really? If your answer is, no, I really don't think so, then what you got to do is, in this massive quagmire of sewage, endless flow of sewage being pumped into the square, so that nobody knows where to go, what to ask, doesn't trust anybody, we have to go back to the basics. We have to remember that it was Draco T. that was all about putting up resorts and all that stuff where Gaza was, while they were where the synagogue of Satan people were putting out lawn chairs to watch them for entertainment, to watch them bomb and slaughter all these babies and all this other stuff that they've done. And I've got videos, man. Let me tell you something. I save them, and I say to myself, I wonder to myself sometimes why I saved all that stuff. I can't put it up on the website. They'll kill me. If I want a Mossad bullet in my head, now what they would probably do is, the first thing I'd do is I would lose my job. The second thing that would happen is they would get a court order and take down Tribulation Now. And everything would be gone. Now, if they did more stuff, I wouldn't be surprised. But I don't have the protection of Candace Owens, and I don't have the bank account of Candace Owens. I don't have the bank account of Tucker Carlson. I don't have any of that stuff. It's actually kind of a miracle that they haven't killed them already. Anyway, so we have to go back to the basics. We have to remember the end game. It's the only thing that we have to gauge the insanity that we see happening right now. Because the average listener of this radio show, because I'm giving you a lot of credit. If you're a regular listener of this program, I'm giving you all the credit in the world. Praise Jesus for you, because 99.9999999 vinculum percent of Christians out there couldn't handle 5 minutes of this program, because it would be the things that I would be saying would be like, what is he saying? What is this SOS? What's a Draco? All this other stuff. It's only the people that have been ordained over years of time that understand these dynamics, that have been listening to Tribulation Now for, some people have been listening for the whole 11 years. Well, no, it's not 11. Since 2011, sorry. It's been 15 years. We're working on I can't even believe we're working on the 16th year, I think. I got to go back and do my math. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So hopefully I adequately complimented every single person that's listening to the program right now. You are complimented and you are appreciated. I believe the Lord, our Father, and our Lord Jesus really, really, really appreciates. Doesn't mean that you don't need to be repentant. Doesn't mean that you don't you got to keep on self-examining. Just look up for 1 Corinthians 11:28. Just focus on these verses. 1 Corinthians 11:28, then read 31 and 32. Because it's not about the sacramental wine. That was just what was happening at the time. Paul was explaining, If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But because you fail to judge yourself, you will be chastened by the Lord. That's what it's talking about. It's in every single circumstance, not just sacramental wine. The problem with 99.99999, if you know what I'm talking about, when they read that, it just flies over their head. And if they're following the Schofield lies and the chopping up of the Bible with dispensationalism, it's game over. They have no idea what they're doing. And that's what's going on right now. But anyway, praise Jesus for those of you who get it. Praise, you know, we're not going to get everything. 1 Corinthians 8:2, if anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet as they ought to know. Can you imagine what that encompasses? I would like to know what the scope of that verse is. Is our existence thrown into a black hole? How is it one third of the universe that was thrown into the black hole with Satan, his fallen angels? We don't know. But one of the things that we definitely know is that God looks at things from an intergalactic standpoint. So when he's referring to a peoples or a group or the north or the south or the east or the west, that's in the universe. That's not on the earth. And that's where people dork up really bad. You can get this for free if you look for it. Now, you could pay for it off of Amazon if you wanted to, but if you type in aliensandtheantichrist.pdf, there's a high level of likelihood that you will find a PDF. It's free. I highly recommend that you read it. It was written by a guy by the name of John W. Myler. I've had him on the show at least two times, and I'm telling you, folks, it will open up your heart. It will open up your mind to how amazing God is, and he quotes Scripture like a crazy person, and he explains to people, this: the Bible's not just talking about Earth. You got to open up your mind. You got to understand it from God's perspective, and nobody does. Hardly anybody does, but we do, don't we? We do. Don't we? I think we do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I really do. I think we do. Right? All right. So there's a praise offering from all of y'all out there that get it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Okay, fine. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Kids? Are you paying attention or not? You're looking rather occupied over there. You've got big bulging eyes and everything. Spanky, what's on the sign? Okay. He's being havish. So I know. And I got plenty of crows to eat. Lots of crows. Got to have a lot of crows. A lot of crows. That's right. And you guys are looking very delicious. Crow souffle, those crow dots. I got a whole case of those things. I'm on this keto diet. I've lost a lot of weight already. If I was in the UK, I'm working on my second stone. Okay, you got to look that up because I'm not going to tell you about that. All right. When you get down to the point where you're losing your second stone, let me tell you something. Your back starts to hurt like, oh my gosh. But it's just part of the progression. You got to deal with it. Anyway, so I'm not even, so let's get back to where we need to focus. So over the last several days, there has been.
Don't forget to take out your trash cans. Goody gumdrops.
I have to go. I'm a big fan of using. I need help. Okay. I think probably all of you out there are saying that. I've been listening to you for a long time, and yes, you do, Johnny Baptist. You need a lot of help. And you know what? You wouldn't be too far from the truth. Now then, actually, you'd probably be hitting the nail on the head. Praise Jesus. But anyway, I use electronics. I'm a geek. I was raised a geek. I will be forever a geek. There's things that I'm really smart about, but there are things that I'm really dumb about. And I didn't know that if you're doing a sedentary job for 3 months, I'm sorry, 3 years, and you're not working out on a regular basis, I didn't know that you would have to, eventually you get to the point where we couldn't even walk at all. I didn't know that. So I got to reverse all that, which is incredibly hard with all the other responsibilities. And now my boss is getting ready to dump this gigantic project onto my lap, which is good. But everything good, it's a yin and a yang kind of a thing. Look, and I know it's like, oh, he's talking about devil stuff, you know. And I'm not. I'm using it as an example, an analogy, okay? With every action, there's a reaction. You understand? Praise Jesus. So let me give you an example. An action is you get a paycheck. The reaction is you can pay the electric bill. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay? But there's also, they're not always good things. Sometimes you get lots and lots of work, but now you're already limited time to be able to be awake and to do stuff for the Lord. It's completely obliterated, which is exactly where I'm heading right now. So I don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and do what I got to do to get my passport. And when, you know, the only thing I can't figure out is how do I get my puppy dog to Panama? Okay, but anyway, I've got a lot of help in that regard if I do decide to leave. But you know what? I don't think I will. I want to go down with the ship. I know you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, you got to be nuts. If I had a way to get out of this country right now, I'd get out of this country right now for sure. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. You did a show for 15 years with a total of 4.6 million listens. That was just on Blog Talk Radio. Now, never mind all the stuff that, you know, the people that listen to this. And then I think to myself, so then I jump off the ship and I go down to Panama and I put my feet up and it's supposedly all good. I don't see it going down that way. I think it's going to be a 9/11 deal. I think we're going to be blown away. I think we're going to, just like when, I remember, I was at work, I was sitting in my cubicle and people were going, oh, and I could hear it coming from the break room and I got up, I had to go see what they were doing. And they were all staring at the TV and there were the burning buildings. Thank you, Mossad. And, oh man. Remember, super nanothermite can only be purchased by the United States Department of Defense. Oh, you don't say, do you? See, that's the thing. The devil's in the details. But we're on to him. Are we not? We should be by now. Synagogue of Satan all the way. So we anchor ourselves in what the end game is. You understand? Of course you do. Now, there are dynamics that are occurring where, and I know you've heard me say time and time again, there is no agreement going on between the United States and Iran. It's fake. It's this. It's that. Let me tell you something. It still is. You know why? Because I'm anchored. I'm anchored in the end state. I know what they're going to do. Not planning on doing, thinking about doing, any of those kinds of things. I know what they're going to do. See, when you're able to get out, you know, when Moses, this is an analogy, hands you another tablet and a chisel and you're sitting there and you can chisel. We know that there will be that they're striving to get a greater Israel. So chisel that into stone. We know that they want to build the third Solomon's temple, right? Well, we do. We surely do. Put that in stone. We know that they have the Noahide laws and they want to chop off the heads of Amalek and they want us to serve them. Well, we'll put that in there. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that are in stone. You can't separate it. You just can't. I don't care how much tripe that comes out of the mouths of the people on Fox. They're all part of the satanic collective. Whether they know it or not, it's irrelevant. If you're out there worshiping the Star of Remphan, do you think Jesus is going to be okay with that? If you're telling people that it's okay to do what they're doing, see, do you think Jesus is going to be okay with that? 1 Samuel 16:7, I quote it all the time. You know, God doesn't see as a man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Father looks at the heart, right? Amen? The heart. How much inheritance and rewards might potentially be lost by those who think it's okay. They lost their What Would Jesus Do bracelet, and they were told that, hey, as long as you follow the Abrahamic covenants, what is it? Goodness gracious, Genesis, what is it, 13? I forget. As long as you follow that, you're okay. Never mind the sons of Jacob and everything else that I told you about, which you should know. And it's on tribulation now. The very existence of the TribulationNow.com website is a miracle. And if you're not in there probing around, what can I say? I can't help you. But I know that we're all limited in time. I know that we're extremely tired and exhausted when we get home. I get it. That's part of Satan's plan, which is why I'm sucking down an energy drink right now. Now, do you think I'm going to be able to sleep as well tonight? No, I'm not. It's a sacrifice. I got to do it. All right? It's just what I got to do, because I'm not going to stop serving the Lord. The second that I am no longer able to serve the Lord, let me tell you something. I will go to Panama. I just got to figure out how to get my dog there, probably. I don't know. Maybe I won't. Because I really am that type of a person that wants to go down with the ship in a way. It sounds good. Look, the grass is greener. Hey, all you guys and gals out there trying to come up with a plan B, listen to this, please. The reason why the grass is greener is because it's fake. It's AstroTurf. Oh, everything will be just fine if I just go here. Oh, everything will be just fine if I just go over there. Oh, everything will be just fine if my dog grows gigantic ears and walks around trying to... folks, the grass is greener because it's fake. If you think you're going to walk into another location and everything's just going to be honky-dory, you've already had a frontal lobotomy, because it's not how it works. All right. And I'm pretty sure that the way things are going to work is by the time... Now, granted, this may not be the case for people who are already overseas, but for those of us that are currently trapped in the confines of Babylon the Great, which may be inclusive of Israel for all I know, but let me tell you something. I just going through the process of trying to do the passport thing. Holy moly, Lord, hallelujah, help me out. It's insane. And I don't know how anybody does it nowadays. It used to be so easy back in the late 90s. I mean, it was literally just, you know, make a phone call pretty much and fill out like one little form, which is, and they would accept all kinds of birth. You know, now the birth certificate's got to be certified. Everything's got to be certified. Everything's got to be certified because they're trying to, you know, stop those evil illegals that were led in by the fake Joe Biden to take over the country. And look what's happened to the UK. It's toast. Look what's happened to Germany. Look what's happened to France. Look what's happened to so many of the countries over in Europe. Are we even paying attention to Europe? Or are we being like, you know who? All right. You know there are people out there and you know what they're thinking. You know what the evangelical Christian churchianity is thinking, don't you? You do. I hope that you do. I pray in Jesus' name that you do. Because we're very valuable to God. Isaiah 43:25 says, this is our Father speaking, I am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake. What? God is blotting out your transgressions for his sake? And he says, and I will not remember your sins. Keep me in remembrance. And let us contend together. What he's telling you, and by the way, when you add Jesus to that verse, it goes crazy cool. Because that's just our Heavenly Father talking through Isaiah. But imagine when you add in the Jesus factor. That just goes through the roof. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine that your prayers, because that guy Mafusi or whatever that was going through heaven, he was told that it was that pastor's prayers and his giving that got him those rewards. Nothing else. You don't get rewarded because you're a pastor. No. God looks at the little things. And we all need to be doing lots and lots and lots of little things. And if you get one thing out of this show, giving and praying is what God is looking for. None of the other stuff. All right. Please take that to heart and understand the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Remember that it's never too late. Because even the latecomers in the parable of the workers in the vineyard got the same amount of pay as the people that showed up early. And boy, did they complain. How come? This isn't fair. And then the person that owned the vineyard came over and said, is this not my vineyard? And can I not decide what I'm going to pay them? You know who that was? That was Jesus. So just because you're coming up and bringing up the, you know, coming up from behind doesn't mean that you can't get incredible inheritance and rewards. It's never too late. Praise God. All right, so we need to get our arms around this, our heads around this, and understand these things. And I know that my time is running low on the first hour, but that's okay. Because if I don't help you to understand where we are, what needs to happen, what is likely to happen, what you probably ought to be doing instead of the other thing, going after the AstroTurf. There's nothing wrong with going after the AstroTurf, but you know what? I guarantee you, you're not going to think of everything. You're just going to think it's going to be cool. I don't even know how to speak Spanish. How am I going to go down and get even, you know, aspirin or ibuprofen or whatever? You can always add the. Now, here's the thing that helps. If you know that you can add the letter O to any word, you'll probably get by. I O would like O to have a bottle O of ibuprofen O. And then the people that speak Spanish will be like, oh, okay. And blah, 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 here you go, right? No, it doesn't work that way. So, all right, praise God. So I wanted to get that out, but I also want to go ahead and use the last 10 minutes of the first hour to continue forward on anchoring your thoughts. I always pray in the early morning. I start out with, Dear Heavenly Father, please cleanse and totally purify my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my flesh. Tame my tongue. And if you have any other problems, add them in. And then my record-keeping books in heaven and my robe and gown in heaven with your precious blood and your holy fire. Thank you, Lord. And then I pray, in the name of Jesus, any entity of the darkness, worker of Satan, live or dead human spirit, member of a witch coven, anything that cannot call Jesus Christ its Lord and Savior, any demon or subordinate demon, at the moment that you set your wills against me, you shall be immediately struck by the holy fire of God in Jesus' name. And I decree warrior angels to descend upon you and to cast you into the pit. And I declare the fire of God to weld the pit shut. But I do this every single morning, and I pray for you, every single listener of this program, and a whole lot of other people. And I'm on my knees every single time. Except there are some exceptions, and I'm not going to get into all that because it has to do with my knee surgery and other stuff. But forget it. All right, so let's get back on track. All right, so listen to this. All this hubbub about Draco T. Okay, so we see that there's a claim. Is it true or not? I don't know. Do I care? Not so much. What I care about is the MK Ultra mental mind play that's going on. So Fox is all over the place. There are all kinds of claims that they busted some plan because they were intercepting information from an encrypted communication product called Signal. And supposedly there's this big group of people that were going to do an attack and on the UFC event and all that kind of weirdness. And they were going to flush them out into a group, just like, you know, our friends in the SOS did with the Palestinians, where when they were starving to death, they put food out there. And when they all came running for the food, they gunned them down with tanks and machine guns. Oh, joy, joy, joy. But anyway, shall we proceed? So anyway, we have this dynamic whereby suddenly, out of the clear blue sky. Now, remember, I've told you many times that this whole thing, this nonsense about them making an agreement, it's still nonsense. Believe you. Believe me. Now, you don't have to believe me, but I'm going to tell you as a fact that it is. The fact is that this MOU that they're parading around and all this fake compliance stuff, Draco T is changed and now he's arguing with the fake Netanyahu and oh no, it's just terrible. And Haaretz is putting up articles about how there's a big division between what Draco T wants and what fake Netanyahu is and all this other stuff. And I'm like going, oh my gosh, are people falling for this noise? And they are, all over the world. The stock market is screaming through the roof. All these things are happening. It's just what the filthy Draco T family wants. They're just simply scooping up. They're funneling billions of dollars from people from the stock market, from us, from the taxpayers. Look, when people are like dying of Draco T has bombed a couple of places in the world to get rid of those evil drug peddlers and all this kind of, and no, it's baloney. Yes, it's done, but it's done as sleight of hand. There is no intention to stop the people in the United States from being murdered. That has not changed. Our foundations need to be very strong, or we're going to be duped. And you know what? Right now, the vast majority of Christianity is totally duped. The vast majority of Europe is totally duped. The vast majority of the people in Japan are totally duped. The vast majority of the people in Russia are totally duped. The people in China, you can bet they're totally duped. So, what is really going on? The play. It's an off-Broadway play that is choreographed so well. This is the most amazing choreography. No wonder Marina Abramović was so happy that this magician-level filth would be taken to helm. The orchestration that's occurring right now makes Michael Jackson look like he was in a wheelchair. And I was never a fan of his. Well, I guess when I was a kid, I used to listen to some of his music. But, you know, what did I know? I was once saved, always saved, so I could do whatever I wanted to do. But anyway, foundations are beyond critical right now. Beyond critical. Now, what does that mean in the grand scheme of things? Well, we were having a conversation in the back. You know, there's a small handful of people on the backside of all of this that I share notes with. They share notes with me, and we talk amongst one another. And I said, you know what? I can't guarantee you that we're not going to be here for another 20 years. I can't. How could I guarantee you that? I know there's a viewer out there that are going, no, oh, golly dee, oh, please don't say that in the name of Jesus. No. Suck it up. Hallelujah. Now, look, I was 320 pounds before I started this diet. All right? I don't know where I am right now because I'm not ready to do another weigh-in yet. But I'm maintaining that 1,000-calorie limit. I'm maintaining less than 20 carbs. So I have no reason to believe that I am doing anything but losing. What does that mean? I'm doing these things to give me the energy, the wherewithal to be able to continue to do this work because I really don't want to live. I don't want to be alive on this earth unless I am serving the Lord. Period. End of story. So that means I need to buck up. Well, if I need to buck up, other people need to buck up. Remember, looks better because the grass is fake. So anyway, is this whole thing about the MOU and all that kind of stuff and this fighting between fake Netanyahu and all this kind of stuff, is it real? Everybody else thinks it's real. The whole world thinks it's real. All the news outlets think it's real, except for the ones that are pretending like they don't like Trump, like CNN and MSNBC and all that kind of stuff, which is interesting because they've been pitting the two against each other now for what? Since the 90s? Oh, it's exhausting. It really is. It's frustrating. It's exhausting. We all know it. But look, here's the thing. Everything can change on a dime. Please understand that. That's why I always take my eyes off the Middle East. I spend a really good amount of time. Now, a lot of this stuff I can't share with you. I can say, oh, there are microbursts occurring all over the world. There was a guy by the name of John Moore who ran off to the Ozarks, okay? And he was doing all kinds of reports and stuff back in 2009 and stuff, telling everybody about Planet X and everything. Well, this guy got disappeared. He's gone. I don't know where he is. And you know what? It's beside the point. We're way beyond that stuff. We can talk about it if we have the time, but really when it comes right down to it, what we need to do is take our eyes off of Iran and look at signs in the sun and moon, seas roaring. Bingo! earthquakes, massive sun disturbances and CMEs of extremely high power, with the aurora going down sometimes as far down as South Carolina and the United States of Babylon the Great. These are the things we need to pay attention to. You know why? Because they're stable. Oh, they're being, that stuff's all being orchestrated by the forces of darkness and power signs and lying. You know, here's the thing. Where it says power signs and lying wonders, people misunderstand that. The power and the signs and the word lying, the word lying connects over to and is synergistically connected to 2 Thessalonians 2:11b, where it says, God sends a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. So the lying wonders, it's not that they're not wonders. It's just that they're meant to trick people into believing the lie. So that lying wonders connects over to 2 Thessalonians 2:11b, which, by the way, is real disclosure. That's when the big boys come out. And it's not going to be some Project Bluebeam nonsense or, oh, it's going to be a fake alien. No, I got news for you. I can show you. Oh, never mind. Anyway, I've talked about this many times. So praise God. So what's happening right now, I believe with all of my heart, because we have really strong foundations, is an act. It's really well done, I must admit. Very well done. And there are so many participants right now, including, you know, those whom we pray for in churchianity. They're all duped. Do you think that the Lord doesn't want believers that understand what's going on? It's sad when they don't, because how do they know how to pray? I've already shared with you Isaiah 43:25. Let us contend together through prayer. God needs us to pray against the things that shouldn't be happening. But see, here's the thing. If you don't get it, you're going to be praying amiss. You'll be praying wrong. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, let them kill more babies. Come on, for crying out loud. Is Jesus okay with that? No. So our Father and our Lord Jesus, who is all about love, because the New Testament is the love covenant. It's just amazing to me. I can't even believe the things that are happening right now. But anyway, we have to understand this. When we are anchored in, especially the New Testament, and I know there's people out there, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed and blah, blah, or it's the other way around. You know, it's like, whatever. We were commanded to watch. We know what world war means. You know, take some time to watch a documentary. There's lots of them out there on Prime and stuff like that that talk about the progression of World War II. Now, there's also a whole bunch of stuff out there and documentaries and stuff that suggest, look, I studied it for years. I studied it for years, man, years. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And nothing is right. Human beings always think it's one way or the other way. Aliens or demons? No. Aliens are real and they can stand before you and you can shoot them with a gun and they will die. Well, yeah. So what's the answer? Well, the one thing is for sure, they're not demons. Demons are ethereal and they don't manifest on the earth. You can't shoot them and kill them. But the problem is the ignorance is unbelievable out there. Hardly anybody understands the Phil Schneider story. Hardly anybody out there understands the Dulcie Wars. Hardly anybody out there has studied Mill Labs. Hardly anybody out there knows any of these things. They don't know about the Grayada Treaty. They don't know about Eisenhower. They don't know about the testimony of Eisenhower's daughter, who is still out there on the circuit telling people stuff. They don't understand counterintelligence. They say things like, oh, well, you know, this person, you know, his secretary came out and said it was all going to be a lie and it's going to be faked and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, you don't get counterintelligence. Counterintelligence will trick even insiders or tell them, if you don't go out and say these things, we're going to kill you. Where have you heard that before? Think. The SOS. If you don't know what we say, we're going to kill you. Do you know that the two jets I'm sorry, the two large bombers that crashed on the same day. Do you really think those were accidents? Or might they be associated with those who brought down, with super nanothermite, the buildings? Right. The answer is never A or B, which is how human minds work. Oh, they've got to be demons. Oh, they've got to be this. Oh, they've got to be that. Oh, you're saved. You know who Jesus is because automatically you're saved. No. People don't even read John 3:16 correctly. Because if you read John 3:16 and you go two verses below, you can see that the scripture says that there's a whole lot of more that is expected of you. But people don't do that. If a righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly be? Let each man seek his own salvation with fear and trembling. Whoa. Anyway, I've done my I've done my Leonard Ravenhill imitation for the night, and now let's roll over to the second hour of this program. God bless you all. See you there.